Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes that you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year, and fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Fox Sunday Animation Domination is back in a big way.
Fake news.
It's the first place to see all new episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Let's hit it.
And Bob's Burgers.
Is that true?
1000%.
Plus, bless the hearts.
Everybody ready?
Yeah!
The fresh and funny new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph. Yes.
There will be an excessive celebration of animation domination.
So watch Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes
from Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump, who often doubles down on controversial statements, stunningly and publicly calling on China to launch an investigation into a political rival, even as he faces an impeachment inquiry.
Another whistleblower, this time at the IRS, alleging political interference involving the president or vice president's tax returns.
Apple is publicly backing the nation's dreamers. The company and its CEO, Tim Cook, write, "We collectively owe it to the dreamers to hold up our end of the bargain."
A major settlement agreement between MGM and victims of the Las Vegas massacre has agreed to pay at least $735 million.
Gamers aren't the only ones making money off Fortnite. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has landed on the Forbes 400 list of richest Americans for the first time.
A husband and wife doing 63 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone at 4:30 in the morning. Florida Deputy Robert Pounds surveilled the scene.
I've got a female having a baby.
Congratulations, you got a little girl.
A high-speed chase with a happy ending.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
94 degrees outside. Stock market is up 219 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm hot.
Hot?
Good.
Oh, because of the temperature outside.
Temperature outside. Okay. And the Atlanta Braves lost last night.
Oh,
that was
sorry.
So, man.
Yeah,
was,
but it's a best of series, right?
They had a great pitcher up there, and that, this guy who I do not like at all, he came in there, and bam, they scored four runs. And Braves started coming back, but then they kind of messed it up. We had to do the name game.
Indeed, and we're happy to do the name game. Bonnie Speed. Bonnie Speed, you need to call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win this massage packet. It's a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy, one-hour massage once a month for a whole year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Is it just a show, or do the other shows get cool names also? Bonnie Speed, I mean, that's a pretty cool name.
I'm looking at the earlier hours and later hours. There's some pretty cool names out there.
I mean.
So Bonnie Speed, again, call 396-5477 to win this amazing massage package, or the chance to win. I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
Yeah, don't get it.
We're doing the drawing early, I believe, this upcoming Monday morning.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. 272-9228, that's where we are. A couple of reminders here. Sweet Creek Farm Market, any caller can get in on the basket drawing, which we'll do today between 2:30 and 2:40. What's in that basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, if you're a first-time caller, you can get in twice. That's like cheating, isn't it?
Indeed.
I love it. Let's bring in mayoral candidate David Woods. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I'm glad to be back, and I just appreciate this invitation.
I tell you something. You're, what are we, T-minus 4 days?
4 days. Today's Friday. The election's Tuesday. Four days.
Man.
Down to the wire.
Just around the corner. You know, I think we're at a crossroads with the for this city, who becomes mayor. And I think this is probably one of the more important elections we've had in a long, long, long time for this city, as far as direction. Tell me, when you're looking at the election, how important is it in your mind of who becomes mayor?
Well, I think this is probably the more, if not the most important election most of us have ever voted in, because the outcome of this election will change the direction of our city, or could change the direction of our city. Currently, Montgomery's got a lot of great things going for it, and we need another business leader to continue moving forward with the momentum that's already been put in place by the past. We've had very good leadership with the past 10 years, the past 20 years, and we need to continue with that. We don't need to disrupt it. The city, we've got a well-run city. We've got great city employees. We've got good cabinet members. And I think the city's poised to continue growing, moving forward in the right direction. We've got issues, and we'll deal with those issues. Crime, education, urban blight. But that's what leaders do. We deal with issues, solve problems, and move forward.
So you feel that it's important to build on what we already have?
Oh, clearly. Clearly. A lot of good things are happening. In order for any city to really be a vibrant city, you need a thriving downtown. Montgomery now has a thriving downtown. And not only is it thriving, it's independent of the city. It no longer needs the city's resources to prop it up. Thus, it's being driven by private development. I mean, you go to downtown Montgomery almost any night, and there are people all over the place.
They really are.
We were there last night. Commerce just crowded. People were on Dexter. It was just people just walking around. The restaurants were full. Bars were full. That we went by the Exchange. It was packed. Great music coming out. I was thinking, you know, this is a nice downtown. Anyway, that's a very important component for a city to have, because when people are moving, relocating today and into mid-sized towns, a vibrant downtown is high on their priority list, because the community revolves around downtown. So,
particularly among millennials, that is very important. Every person who comes to visit me here in Montgomery, I take them on a tour of Montgomery. That centerpiece is downtown. I take them to the historic part, but they are just blown away by what they see. And particularly, like, you go to Wenzel's and do their happy hour oysters and beer. Mm-hmm. You sit at Zaza's or just walk around a Mellow Mushroom. It is just incredible. They're blown away.
Right. And we're opening new hotels. We have two more about to break ground. So it's just, all these museums we have downtown, they're getting better and better. There are more residents moving into downtown every year. Most of the landlords they're either full or close to full with the various lofts and apartment buildings. So it's considered a very successful, exciting, and thriving downtown.
What are the attributes that you feel it takes to carry on the trend for Montgomery, the trajectory? Because one thing I've kind of learned, you can mess up a trajectory of something and it can just go down really fast.
You're exactly right. Leadership. It's all about leadership. You see it with corporations. They change leaders. And in a few years, these companies have just, they start to deteriorate. They start to, they lose their edge, and they lose key employees, and they lose clients. And same thing can happen with cities. There have been a lot of cities that have been derailed by bad leadership. And in particular, in the case of a mayor, because a mayor is probably the most powerful elected official in most cities. And with good leadership, that mayor can make things happen. In addition to keeping it on course, he can actually grow it. I'm a salesperson, and what we plan to do as mayor is spend a lot of time selling this city to corporate America as well as to individuals. Because today you market more than just to corporations, you market to people. Because a lot of people look for a city to go to. They go there, then look for a job. So there's really two markets that you're competing for. And most cities are aggressively competing for bodies.
I recently was in Chattanooga not long ago, and so I rented an Airbnb there, and the owner had this very nice note there: here are the places you ought to see. Went down to a couple of bar restaurant type things and met some folks, and I was talking to some people at the bar, and I said, what brought you to Chattanooga? And one person said, one visit is all it took. I came here to visit some friends, fell in love with the place, and exactly what you said, I decided to move here. I just came here, and I started looking for a job because I was going to move here, and because the city's got everything I want.
Right, and Montgomery, Chattanooga, by the way, was a failing city 16, 17 right. years ago. It had
because of leadership, too.
Had leadership issues. They had declining population. They had major school problems with their education. But they've since changed it, and they've turned it from a declining population city to a boom city.
And I tell you, the summation of that is the mayor, actually it was two mayors that kind of messed it up, were all government, big government folks. And they were not visionaries. They couldn't see the vision of Chattanooga. They saw the government needed to go help Chattanooga, and they went around panhandling for money. And the panhandling they got was Section 8 housing and things like that, and it destroyed downtown Chattanooga. Then a mayor came in, that had, a series of mayors came in, that had a vision for the city on what it could be. And what you see today is their vision 15 years ago.
Right. It's a long process to rebuild a city, but they experienced baby steps. They started taking bigger steps, and now that city is just in a full-blown run right now. People are moving in, population's growing, real estate values are increasing. It's really an attractive city that just invites you back, as you just said, Dan.
Absolutely. Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, going to a break. David Woods in the house. You have a question, comment, viewpoint, 272-9228.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grow Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. David Woods in the house. Question, comment, viewpoint, 272-9228. That's where we are. David, how important do you feel it is that your business background bringing that to the city?
Well, I think a business background is necessary. Let's look at our last mayor. He had a business background. We experienced good growth over his 10 years of leadership. What you find when you're in the business world, you learn a lot about generating income. You learn a lot about managing expenses. You learn a lot about hiring people, hiring the right people, doing background checks, making sure you hire people that have good credentials. And once you do that, you put the right people in place, generally a business runs much better. Recruiting is critical. Motivating people, having a vision is very important. And this is a big leadership role, being mayor of Montgomery. It's not like, hypothetically, just look at the Senate. We have 35 state senators. They're all very important. But there's 35. And then you have a president pro tem. But with mayor, there's one mayor of Montgomery. And day one, he has a great deal of authority. It's not where you want to learn how to run a business. You need decades of business experience before you move into a position where you're really running a large business. This is a business with 2,400 employees, the city of Montgomery. And you're a lot of what you do as a leader is you make decisions. And decision-making ability is an acquired skill over decades of practice. It's almost like a job.
It's a muscle. You have to exercise it.
It's like a muscle. And the more you use it, the better it gets. You learn decision-making from practicing decision-making. And you see, bad decisions can really be painful for a business.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh, you're on board with David Woods, candidate for mayor.
Mr. Wood.
Yes, sir.
How would you feel about making Montgomery a sanctuary city?
I'm about following the law. So it's not an option. I think it would be a disaster, but so it's not even something to consider. Look at California and look at some of the problems they're having. We care about people. We want to do what's best for people. But when you bring in people that are doing things they shouldn't have done, that's you're not doing right. It's not even an option, not a chance.
Good. Well, I thank you. And this is my first time as a caller, so I'd like you to be in on the sweet and free.
Thank you.
Give me a month and day of birth,
Hugh.
3/31.
Hugh, you get in twice today, my friend. Tell me about yourself.
I'm just a frequent listener, but a rare caller.
What? How long have you been listening to the show?
4 or 5 years.
What type of work do you do?
I'm retired.
Oh, right. I wish I could be like you.
Hugh has a good job.
Yeah, I wish I could be like you. Hugh, I got your name
in
twice. What time do we do the drawing?
When is it?
I'm asking you, do you know when we do the drawing?
I forget. Is it
2:30 to 2:40 today?
2:30 to 2:40 today. Okay, great. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Hugh. Appreciate it. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with David Woods.
How you doing, Mr. Dan? How you doing, Mr. Woods?
Good. How are you?
Everything's fine. There's a couple of questions for you, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
My first one is, and I've just been seeing some of the ads on the TV stations and all, and to this point, both elections, everything's been pretty clean. What was the purpose of the negative ads, and what makes you the better candidate?
What makes me the better candidate is my track record in business, the success I've had for over 30 years, meeting a payroll, making financial obligations, hiring people, having long-term employees, keeping those focusing on employees, focusing on clients, and doing what you do when you run a business. And this is, as I said earlier, this is a large business. And we don't need an inexperienced person, someone who has really no success at running a privately owned business. We need a business leader that understands how to run a city, how to run a business. And there are differences between running a city, running a business. But what you're really doing is it's about people, and it's about making decisions, and it's about putting the right people in the right positions, and then helping guide them and casting a vision.
Could you talk about the negative ad?
What would you like to know? Would you like to know that, and I think our ad says that Stephen Reed hired a disbarred lawyer to be the elections attorney. Is that, the elections official? Is that what you're asking about?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I don't know whether it was true or not on that part there. You know, I've heard that.
Do a Google search. Read the newspaper.
But what I'm asking is, I mean, are you proud of the fact that you would have to run a negative ad to win?
I stated facts. We stated two facts. We stated the fact that our opponent spent $22,000 of taxpayer money traveling to various locations around the country. And we stated the second fact that he only hires two employees, and one of the two, the chief of staff and the elections director. The elections director is a lawyer. He was a lawyer who was disbarred by the Alabama bar because of a variety of activity, including taking money out of people's trust accounts, falsifying documents. Just do a Google search while you're on the phone and look up this man. It's very important that the voters are aware of the type appointments or hires that our opponent has made.
That's sort of like saying that you're willing to follow the footsteps of Todd Strain, and he appointed Les Hayes back on the bench after he was basically convicted and held off for a year and disbarred.
I don't think you can compare the two. Let me ask you this. Stephen Reed went on TV and said, "We are a failed businessman." Can you elaborate on that? Can you explain that?
I mean, who was a failed businessman?
Did you see Stephen Reed's ad?
I didn't see. He said you was a failed businessman.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. I didn't see that.
Okay.
I'll go look.
Please do.
Thanks for the telephone call, David. I wish you have a great day. Let me go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, thank you so much for taking my call. David, I saw that ad, and I wish I was such a failure. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
No, man. I've seen your website, and the information is right there about how much money goes through your company into the local community, and it's impressive.
God's blessed us, and to whom and the Bible's real clear. To whom much is given, much is expected, and we try to share what He's blessed us with different nonprofits around town.
Yes, sir. Basically, what I was going to share was when I grew up here in Montgomery, and in the 70s and 80s, I went to public school, and I got a good education. I started at Seth Johnson, went to Floyd, and graduated from over at Carver. And good day. And I'm just hoping that the mayor will use his position, the bully pulpit, to try and turn things around. It's just very expensive to send children to private schools.
It's cost prohibitive.
I know nothing can change overnight, but I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, thank you, because it is so important that we improve our public schools, and
yes, sir.
Because people don't realize how large our public school system is. Just under 28,000 students. And we owe it to these children to give them access to a good education.
And really, they are the future of Montgomery, and it does make a difference.
Oh, it makes... Education is a great social equalizer. And we're shortchanging these children. We had 2,000 children start kindergarten in August. They deserve, access, as I said earlier, to a better education. And there's change. And as mayor, we're going to do our best to improve it, and I believe we can. We're going to sit down with the superintendent, the board of the board of education, and we're going to come up with solutions on how to help improve the schools. We're going to try to reduce the efficiency increase the efficiencies that we need to do in order to reallocate resources. And we're going to make our schools better. We must.
Yes, sir, because it really does. Education is the key to a better life. Dan?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was going to get off the line and let someone else talk, but...
Sam, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Sir. Have a good one. New Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Ooh, yeah,
the Dan Morris Show.
Tell you something, girl.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll demand a full House vote authorizing any impeachment inquiry before his administration cooperates with the investigation.
Well, we'll be issuing a letter. As everybody knows, we've been treated very unfairly, very different from anybody else.
That letter's to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The president says any request for foreign governments to investigate Joe Biden are about stopping corruption, not the 2020 election. The Supreme Court will take up a Louisiana anti-abortion bill requiring clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital.
Critics of the law claim it violates a 2016 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a very similar law in Texas was unconstitutional and would effectively leave Louisiana with a single abortion clinic. The case will be the first abortion case to be heard by justices appointed by President Trump, and a ruling could come in months before the 2020 election.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high, only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
David Woods in the House, candidate for mayor. 272-9228. Question, comments, viewpoints. Love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top has a question for David Woods. Red Top, you're on with David Woods.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, David, to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
The population of Montgomery is around 199,000. Total population of Montgomery County, 230,000. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. Years ago, and this has been going on since the late 60s and early 70s, city-county consolidation was brought up over and over again, would save millions and millions of dollars, consolidate the school system. Is that something that is considered absurd because there's so many people in the county government that want to stay employed? But it seems like a very logical solution with almost nobody living outside the city anymore, literally. So we need to somehow at least consolidate city and county schools. And is that something you've even considered? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. As far as the schools, I think
the county, the school is already a county operation.
Correct, but it'd be nice if we could move the schools under the city. That's something that we'll look at going forward. I think the city would do a good job, but that's going to take legislative action. So it may be down the road. As far as combining cities and counties. There are cities around the U.S. that have done that. I think Jacksonville, Florida did it. I think Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But there are some cost savings there. I'm not sure if we'll see it here in Montgomery. It's something to consider. You know, we're first, initially looking at the city, we'll just look at other areas where we can perhaps find ways to increase efficiency of the city, and then we'll go from there.
Let's talk about economic development. How important is that, and what type of role will you take in economic development?
Economic development is vital. I think we've seen a lot of it, as we just talked about earlier, in downtown. Fortunately, downtown is on its own. It no longer needs to be propped up by the city's financial resources. It's being driven now by private developers. But there's still a lot of economic development that can be done by the city. We've got a very aggressive and skilled Chamber of Commerce that works in economic development. And as a mayor, you have the opportunity to work alongside various entities like the Chamber and try to recruit, bring in different companies into our city, bring in jobs here. And this is a great city to sell because of we just have some major assets here that a lot of cities don't even have. I think
this is one of the most important roles of the mayor, is to be the mouthpiece for the city and sell the city.
Correct. Because other cities are aggressively going after these companies. And if we're not, then we're missing it. It's not like it's a very complacent business industry that, you know, other cities are sitting on the sidelines waiting for new companies to come in and say, hey, we want to build a plant here. We want to relocate. We want to occupy 200,000 square feet of space and move 150 employees here. Now, the other cities are aggressively going to these different companies who have expressed interest and relocating or expanding, and they're going after them. It's just like it's a sales job. You're out selling. You're trying to convince someone to buy your product. And in this case, we're trying to convince someone to bring their employees to build here or to relocate here or just to open up a different division in our city.
I look at the press of 20 years ago in Montgomery, and I look at the press now. It is remarkable what was going on when we're being featured in special magazines. Actually, the New York Times did an incredible piece that Montgomery was one of the places that you must kind of go by and see if you're in the Deep South.
Yeah, we have, we have a tremendous amount of strengths, and a lot of that's driven by the city's been marketing aggressively. The Chamber's done a great job. Don Hathcock, she's done a marvelous job working for trying to create media attention for Montgomery. But let me tell you, let's just go over some of the big strengths that we have as a city. We have a very strong workforce. We have affordable housing, which is a big deal. A lot of large cities today are becoming unaffordable. Home prices have gone up and up and up. And when companies are looking to relocate, that's a big plus to them. The question is, will their employees be able to afford housing in this particular city? You know, hypothetically, if you were looking to relocate and you had a company and you wanted to go into, Austin, Texas, Palo Alto, California.
Forget Palo Alto, California. You couldn't afford a sandwich there.
You'd have to pay a receptionist $100,000 a year for her just to survive. Almost, because it's just these cities are just incredibly expensive. We have other features. We've got two military bases here. We've got a very stable economy. We've got the federal government here. We've got the state government, city government, county government. We have interstate access, which is real important when you're trying to sell a city. Water access. We have an airport here. We've got 5 universities, over 14,000 students. A lot of companies like to be in a city with heavy universities or university population because of the brain power, the professors, and just the think tanks and the research that exist around universities. And we have three large hospitals. We have good health care, and that's a big deal today. When some cities aren't near as blessed as we are in health care, we have three very good hospitals. So when it comes to economic development and we go out and deal with corporate America, we've got some assets to sell.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on board with David Woods, candidate for mayor.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Jason, how have you been, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. I just got a quick question for Mr. Wood.
Yes, sir.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if I get any of my details wrong, but I've heard you say before that you think that the city's level of revenue is pretty good, and that your main angle of attack once you get into office would be to find a way to increase efficiencies and to save money within what you already have. And so my question to you is, can you name or provide a few examples of places where you see money can be saved to where you won't have to increase taxes to do whatever programs you're trying to put forward?
Well, yes, that's a good question. First of all, cities' revenues are growing. This year's budget was up about over $10 million. Sales tax income is up. Lodging tax is up, I think it was 16%. So the city, just by the growth of what's happening here, we're looking at $10-plus million dollars coming into the city that's additional. But when you get into a city our size with $260 million of spending, there are a lot of areas that you can look at and see, are there cost savings? Here's an area, just for example, where some cities have saved large sums of money. Garbage pickup. Many cities have gone to picking up garbage after 7 p.m. at night. What that means is the garbage trucks aren't spending time in traffic all day. They're not blocking traffic. They're not spending a lot of time at red lights. A crew can pick up about 10% more cans per shift working after 7 p.m. because they can move faster. There are fewer cars getting in the way. And automobiles slow down garbage trucks going down the road.
That's interesting. I never thought about that, but that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. And then in Montgomery, where we're having 100-degree days, my guess is a lot of the sanitation workers, who do a marvelous job, by the way, and if any are listening,
we do have a great sanitation
we want to
department.
Say thank you to them, because they are just, they're hardworking and very dependable, and they take pride in what they do. But I would rather go to work at 7 o'clock at night, work till 2 in the morning, than work through this heat. And you know what? That's hard work out in the sun. So that's just one area right there where, you're talking, we run about 50 crews. What if you could say you could do it 45 crews? That's just an area right there where you're looking at savings. But that's just one minor area that where you could perhaps reduce spending without any real loss.
Jason,
vendor contracts. A lot of it's what you buy, how you negotiate the contracts. Sometimes you've got someone that's been dealing with a vendor for several years, and they're a little too friendly, and they just make their... this happens in business. It's not intentional, but you deal with the same vendor, and you don't push quite as hard. Then
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got one other question.
Yes, sir.
I know you got limited time. I'm just trying to add one more wrinkle. There was some time ago when with Mayor Strange, there was some conversations about saving money through... I can't remember the exact details, but it was something to do with the pension of Montgomery firefighters, or even, I think, civil servants in general, actually, not just firefighters, but the police. And so my question, I guess the question would be, would you see an area to save money to be cutting those the pension benefits of the civil service, or modifying that in some way?
The first thing you want to do is make sure that the retired employees of the city, of all departments, are given what they earned. So,
right.
I know there was some talk about moving the insurance a while back.
What he's talking about, I'm a financial advisor, so I'm very familiar with this. What he's talking about is
the RSA.
Moving to RSA,
right.
And then the retired employees taking care of their supplements and getting them on Medicare, and then... paying their supplements on there, that's a very big cost to the city of doing the old insurance deal with them. So I think the answer is going to be yes, you would be looking at something like that.
Well, what we want to try to, we'll evaluate it, but if there's some savings without there being any real
loss,
concession or some reduction of services, and it's worth looking at it. My understanding is when they moved over to the RSA, just the administrative cost was pretty significant because the RSA can do it more efficiently.
Right, but then some of that wasn't the argument about that some of that cost that would be saved by the city would be deferred to the retirees or the pensioners, like they would have kind of higher costs to them.
I don't remember
that. Is that right? I can't remember. I'm just asking.
I don't remember my discussion with Todd. I do not remember that.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks, guys, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jason.
So
you have a great day. Have a good weekend. Let me go to a break. Frank, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in this right now.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, final segment with David Woods. So if you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Frank has a question for David Woods. Frank, you're on board with Mayor candidate David Woods.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Mr. Morris, could you put me in for that drawing?
Give me your month and day of birth, Frank.
9/12.
You got it, big guy.
Mr. Woods, I met you in passing one time. Where it was doesn't matter. But, you know, I was taken back because you just don't have to be as nice as you are.
Well, thank you.
But you and your wife.
Let me tell you, he married up. I can tell you that.
She learned him good.
Okay. We have a love for the people. And we care about people, and kindness creates kindness. There's a ripple effect. So when
I was impressed. I've met a number of politicians over the years. Dan, I'm the one that moved here from upstate New York.
Yeah, I remember you.
So I've met a number of politicians over the years, and you impressed me. Now I have two questions, and then I'd like to first I have a comment.
Yes, sir.
If you want to look how bad combining a city and a county is, just look at Augusta, Georgia.
Sometimes known as Disgusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia. Just look, that's where I'm originally from. I mean, just take a look at what happened there in the combination. And they tried to do it in Buffalo, New York, and the mayor got ousted, and so did half the legislature. So there's good in it. I don't see any good in it.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's not something we've really researched.
All right, here's the nuts and bolts of things. I had a question after this last election. Mm-hmm. So it seems here that you have a probate judge who appoints the person that runs the election by himself?
Correct. He's the election.
And that person then represents the party in power?
No.
could you not? Well, if they're a Democrat, they're a Democrat. I'm used to where I'm from, you had two people that ran the elections. They were appointed by the legislature, one from both parties. Then that was to keep things above board because they would tell on each other.
Check and balance.
Check and balance. Would you consider that? And the second thing, and I'm going to hang up after, okay, you know, after running my mouth so much, is in your private business, do you hire based on cronyism or do you hire based on capabilities?
Very good question.
That's a hardball one.
Let me answer that. You know, we hire based on ability. It's the only way you can run a business. If you tried to run a business the way a lot of people run government, you would go out of business.
Absolutely.
You know, in a business, every employee is an asset, and it's really important that we hire people who have integrity, character, that they work, that they have a desire to make that business successful. And when you bring people in like that, they perform at a high level. They enjoy their jobs as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you encourage them, treat them fair. And the way I look at it, when you're running a business, really, you're a steward of that person's future. You're a steward of his financial livelihood. So you have a responsibility to make sure that they're compensated well, that they're trained, that they're motivated, that they're in an environment where they fit well, so that they can. So that they can use their own skills and talents at work in order to do their job, and that's just part of what it's part of what you do in a business is you make sure everyone is in the area where they're gifted.
Frank, thanks for the question. When do we do the drawing today?
2:30 to 2:40.
That's outstanding, my friend. Listen in.
Thank
in the
you
words of
much.
Mr. McGregor, see if you can be a winner too. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, David. Thank you for taking our calls today.
Yes, sir.
Am I hearing out of the corner of my ear that Montgomery is worth living in and if elected, we'll kind of encourage people to move back? Because I remember moving here in 1980, and I just thought Montgomery was a wonderful town, and it is. I'd like to move back. I live out just because I bought a home 20 years ago where I worked, and now I'm working in Montgomery again. I kind of like to live close to where I work. I mean,
yes.
Can't
we would like you to live here.
Here again?
I'd like you to move back east. I'd see you more often.
There you go.
Montgomery really is becoming a city that people want to live in. And look here. Look at our commute time. Average 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Big cities, people can spend hour and a half each way going to and from work. That's 2-3 hours a day. I mean,
Have you ever parked your car on I-65 coming out of Prattville? Of course, if it wasn't for Blue Water Broadcasting, I would be bereft of any hope. But, Montgomery needs to be a place where people want to live, and I'm kind of hearing a positive vibe from you on that, and like that.
We want to bring people into Montgomery because it's here's the facts. It is a declining population city. We peaked in 2011 at about 205,000. We're under 198,000. We've lost 7,000 people in roughly 8 years, and that's not good. We need to turn it around, and we can because we have so much to offer. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you, man, and I'm digging this. I mean, I'd like to live in town again.
We would love for you to live in town again. Let's make that happen.
What David is saying is come home, Ace. Come home.
Just come home. We'll leave the light on for you. All right, great.
Thanks for the telephone call, Ace.
Thanks.
Let me go to the phones and let me go to Robert. Robert, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I can't hear very good. David, this is your friend from Lowndes County.
Hey, Robert.
I just want to say if everybody knew you like I knew you, nobody would vote for anybody else.
Thank you, Robert.
When you get elected, you call me. I got an idea for the city of Montgomery that will make you a hero forever.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the business deals that you and I have done over the years because you've always been fair. And it's just delightful to deal with people like you because you're a man of your word. Every time when Robert and I would do business, we'd shake hands going forward. That's how we did it.
That's it.
And he's been in business a long time.
That's right. I've just turned 73 years old, and I'm still working 12, 15 hours a day.
Robert, I'm following in your footsteps, buddy.
Okay.
Let me very quickly go to Pat. Pat,
thank you, Robert.
You're on with David Woods.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Dan. Hey, David.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and thank you for running. I don't know anybody more honest than you, and I just want to say I've laughed for years about how, we kind of joke about how frugal you are. I feel certain that you're not going to waste our taxpayer money, and that's a comforting thing for a person.
We have been described as frugal, yes. But you know,
they used to call me cheap. I said, no, I'm a value player.
But, you know, as mayor, though, it's the taxpayers' money. So you want someone who's frugal because they have the ability to spend monies that's not theirs. And unfortunately, a lot of people in government get in and they just spend money like there's no tomorrow.
No, I really honestly believe you'll do a great job, and I would challenge anybody to find anything wrong or bad, you know, corrupt wise on you in your history that was actually authentic, because I just have always thought a lot about you and how honest you are.
Well, thank you, Pat. We want to serve the people of Montgomery. We're passionate about them. We want to help them, and we believe everyone in this city deserves a better city in which to live. And we're going to work hard. And we've made a sacrifice, personal sacrifice, significant financial sacrifice to get here, because we believe it's the right thing to do. We believe we can do this job. And we believe there's 200,000 people in this city that will be much better off under our leadership going forward.
Pat, thanks for the telephone call. It's great talking to you again.
Thank you, Pat.
If you need me for anything, call me, Pat. David, tell the audience very quickly why they need to be voting for you.
As I just said, it's really about passion for the people. Certainly we have the skills. But at the end of the day, what you really need with a leader, a political leader, an elected official, is someone who cares for the people, that someone who has a heart for all people. And we want to unify Montgomery. A unified Montgomery is a stronger Montgomery, and it comes from your heart. I love the Lord, and I know that, and you know what He tells us is love God, love others, and you've got to love everyone evenly. And I'm all about being obedient, and it's just I believe it's the right thing to do. And we go to different schools. We were in a public school this morning, and you see some of these students, and you just know that they haven't been supported properly, and you want to help them. We have a lot of people living in poverty. We want to help move them out of poverty.
David, I want to thank you for being here today, my friend. If you're elected mayor, will you come back on a monthly basis?
Yes.
Absolutely. I like that. We got to go to the top of our break. Appreciate you being in. Going to be back right after this.
Oh, darling, I'm so